the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is out working his tail off, doing some food for his son's wedding reception. So joining me is the baritone of beer, Chaz Thompson. And you know, there's no better subject when you got Chaz in the studio than to run around the state and talk to some brewers, right?
Oh, we got to talk beer and camping and up north.
Right, right. So who we got on the live line?
We got Jay Clancy from Cognition. And if you don't know about Cognition, that means you haven't been to Ishpeming.
Right.
Now, if you got to get out your hands, you're going to use the other hand because we crossed the bridge and we went up north.
Right. Somewhere near your thumb.
We're out past Marquette here. We're how do you say to get there, Jay?
15 miles past west of Marquette on US 41.
Yeah, you can't get lost. It's the biggest road up there.
Right, right.
And then when you get to Ishpeming, just turn downtown, wander around. You'll find it where all the cars are parked.
Right.
Absolutely.
The snowmobiles.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Jay, how much snow did you guys get this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, our snowmobile season is still going strong. It's usually over by now. I've got more snow at my house right now than I've ever had in the last 3 years. So,
yeah, I saw and heard from several people that you had to take a couple of days off from the brewery because you couldn't get it shoveled out in time.
That's actually true. We've closed down more this year, and it seems to have happened around the holidays on our busiest days, too, so whatever.
So 200 inches, is that what we're hearing for this year?
Yeah, the Marquette area is over 200. Of course, you get up to the copper country up to Calumet, they're at the usual over 300, but yeah, we're over 200 now.
Wow. How much you got right now on the ground?
About 3 feet.
Wow. Yeah. Good sledding. Yeah.
Good sledding.
Yeah.
Good trails.
Can you get back into camp?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Some things are never too hard.
No, Cognition is one of those great little breweries that you go to and you feel like you're at home. You feel like you're in somebody's basement because you guys are kind of in the basement underneath the hotel there, right?
Yeah, we're down in the lower level of the hotel, and our brewery is actually totally underground in the old boiler room.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an awesome place.
So you save money on chillers. Yeah.
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 So, Jay, what's on tap this time of the year?
We've got some of our usual favorites, and we're starting to hit the kettle sours a little harder again, and we just can't keep them in stock. They go so fast. So, yeah, we got, you know, of course, we'll have our Oblivion Milk Stout and our Bloody Scream, Blood Orange Cream Ale, and our Gnome Wrecker, which is our flagship beer, which is a Belgian-style pale. So those will always be there, but yeah, we throw a bunch of unusual other things on. And of course, once the snow starts to go, then we can start foraging in the woods and come up with some really exotic beers using foraged ingredients from the woods. So yeah, good stuff coming.
Oh, good. You know, with the thaw coming, a lot of people are planning to get up north and do some camping and stuff. And, you know, even if they can't find Ishpeming, you keep telling me you're going to get that Marquette location open. What's the timeline?
It's getting really close now. Haven't made anything public yet, but we're trying to get ready. Well, it'll be the first, before mid-May for sure.
Oh, that's right around the corner.
The NMU graduation weekend is the first weekend in May, so there's a chance we might be able to be open for that insanity, but
yeah,
we're working hard on it. Of course, I'm on vacation in Kentucky right now. As soon as I get back, no more vacations for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are you doing in Kentucky? I was there last weekend, and we went to a few distilleries. Have you made any of those?
I have not, but we did drive down to Bardstown, the home of bourbon, and the bourbon capital of the world, they call it, and found a really, really nice little brewery down there called Scout and Scholar.
Yep.
Had a great meal and some really good beers just last night. So
good for you. So
now, Jay, with your heritage and obviously your accent that people probably have picked up on, you make a couple of those Sotties, the Finnish beers.
Sotti.
I love those things.
Oh,
Explain what those are, Jay, because I'm unfamiliar.
It's a traditional Finnish beer that actually in Finland started out as something that they made. They actually brewed it in a hollowed-out popple log, poplar aspen tree, or birch log. But anyway, it's heavy on the juniper, and my head brewer, Chris, also a Thompson, actually wasn't satisfied with just getting juniper extract, and he also was not satisfied with going into the woods and taking any old juniper he could find. He had to go back and find the exact right genus strain of juniper. He found a small patch of it, and it's kind of a secret. We drop him off in the middle of the night on the side of the road and pick him up in the morning. And he comes out with a bag of his juniper. And we still we don't cook it in a tree log, but we do at the end of the process run it through a popple log that's stuffed with juniper branches. So we try to make it as traditionally as possible.
Yeah, well, Finland was a little short on their hop growing season, so
right.
Juniper and a lot of those other things worked their way into some of those northern culture in Europe beers.
Because it was everywhere, yeah.
And it's awesome when we hear that somebody's doing something so old school and
creative, magical.
Yep.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fantastic beer. And then we come up with our Black Mass Porter shortly after that, which includes chaga mushrooms, the super hard and very medicinal mushrooms that grow on the side of birch trees, as well as spruce tips. And we gather all of our spruce tips along the same road from the same family of spruce trees, and we get them at just the right time. And
Jay, I might have to bring the side-by-side up and join you for that.
Right.
Get on the road.
Yeah. Well, Jay, hey, thanks for taking the time. And what's the website?
We're just about to come out with a new website. It's a funny story. The new brewery in Marquette, it's still going to be Cognition Brewery, but it's going to be in Norwegian with a K, Cognition Bryggeri, a Norwegian word for brewery. So you'll be able to find it under that. Website's still in development, but got to be out there in the next couple of weeks. So just keep searching. You'll find us soon.
All right. Well, everybody ought to take a vacation up north. And if you get as far west as Ishpeming, well, if you get as far west as Marquette, keep on going another 15 miles out to Cognition.
If you find us in Marquette, we'll tell you how to get to Ishpeming.
Yeah. I bet they got a map they're going to put up.
I bet you they do.
It says take 41.
Right. Yeah. Just an arrow with the word Cognition on it.
That's great. Right. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time today, Jay. Enjoy your vacation. When you get back up north, I bet you got some snow to shovel.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Not so much.
All right, well, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
All right.
So the guy takes time off his vacation to give us a call. He's down in in Kentucky. I was last week. We're going to cover that in a bunker a little bit and some of the things I learned about bourbon. This is a beer show, so we're not going to do that. But so does Cognition just have a tap room?
Cognition has a tap room. They're on a few places on draft around. They do a little bit of in-house canning, so you can pick up some beer to go there at their place. But or you get your growler filled, which is one of the great traditions of brewing in Michigan.
Right.
Is fill that growler up and have a story to go behind it. And I'll tell you, if you set at Cognition, it's a beautiful, beautiful small tap room. But the stories you're going to hear from old Youpers, travelers, Jay himself or the bartenders, it's just absolutely awesome. And I wanted to talk to Jay about those unique beers that he makes.
Right.
Nobody else is making juniper and spruce tip beer and things like that.
I never even knew it existed. So
it was stuff I experimented with quite often, and a lot of homebrewers have. But he's making a business out of it.
Right.
And his kettle sours are spot on for the people that love those sours.
Right. All right. Well, hey, we're going to continue down the beer trail here, and we're going to hook up with another brewer on the next segment. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.